This week on One Crazy Story, comedian Brett Klein tells me a story he will not want his future wife to hear.
We walk in, we say, hey, we're with the swinger lifestyle. He's like, oh, come on in. You walk into these rooms, and there's just porn on the walls, dildos scattered everywhere. People can just pick up and use and share. So basically what happened, I have this, a couple friends who they're a married couple, and they're swingers.
Yeah.
Which means that they hook up with other people, but they're married and they're cool about it.
Yeah, so like an open relationship.
Yeah, so we have a mutual friend. I don't want to say her name.
You can make up a name.
So let's just call her Bertha.
Bertha? Ah, I love it. Such a hot name.
Yeah, so hot, Bertha. So Bertha and I were talking to them about this. There's this thing in Lansing. It's called the Capital City Social Club.
Okay.
And they rent out this hotel once a month, and swingers from all around, like out of state and everything, all come and they congregate at this, the Days Inn in Lansing.
This is a pretty big
and this
event.
Happens once a month. Like, this is the kind of stuff that you'd see in like Eyes Wide Shut or like movies that you'd expect in like New York.
I didn't know that the swinger like culture was that intense, where people come from all over the country.
Oh yeah, no, it's called swingerslifestyle.com, and okay. You can go on there and you can register for these events. So the deal was, you pay, it was, I think it was $40 for you and a date for me and Bertha.
Mm-hmm.
And, so we got, we got in there and we're pregame before, cause I'm kind of nervous for this thing. I'm like, there's no way I can just show up at a giant swinger party.
There's
and
no
not
way
be
this
nervous.
Is going to be comfortable for anybody. You know, there's no way.
I think there's something wrong with you if you're totally comfortable in that situation your first time.
Right.
So
yeah, let's do it. Swinging, baby.
So we get there, and there's already, before we get there, there's 500 people on the guest list.
That's nuts.
We're not even on the guest list at this point. So there's probably a lot of other people who are like us that just went to this thing.
Yeah.
So we can't even find parking at this hotel. We finally park like off on like the grass.
Yeah.
And we walk in, and the whole place is closed. It says, we're closed for the night. There's this like walled off area with like black tarps all over, and there's a bouncer. And we walk in, we say, hey, we're with the swinger lifestyle. He's like, oh, come on in. So we get there.
Yeah.
And there's,
I know a guy,
everybody here, there's like probably 500 to 1,000 people at this thing.
That's so crazy.
Everybody is probably 50 plus.
Oh, so you're the youngest.
We're by
you're
far
probably
the youngest people.
Yeah.
There's like, there might be a few other people our age too.
Uh-huh.
So we're walking around. Everyone's kind of like half naked. It's a St. Patrick's Day party. Oh. So there's like leprechauns with their tits hanging out.
Real leprechauns, like short people.
There probably were some real leprechauns there. I would not be surprised.
That'd be crazy.
So within like 2 minutes of being there, we see this guy, this dude, this chick just blowing a dude in the corner.
That just happens at the Days Inn.
Yep. Yeah. Once a month at the Days Inn. You want to buy your ticket.
That's so nuts, man.
So we see this chick blowing this dude. You walk into these rooms and there's just porn on the walls, dildos scattered everywhere. People can just pick up and use and share.
Was this in like the banquet hall of the hotel?
Yeah, this is so, in their main area. So they, how it worked was, there was a pool, there was a dance floor, there was like a little social hall, and then all around it were hotel rooms. Mm-hmm. Looking down on this place. It was all indoors.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
So it's an indoor pool, and in
wow.
the in the,
this
the
is
windows
fascinating
in
to
the
me.
Windows, you can just, people have their windows open, people have rented them all out, and you can just see people fucking just straight open. The doors are open. Sometimes you can just walk in, join, whatever.
What? This doesn't sound like, this sounds like glorified hookership or hooking.
They're all married couples. It was just the mentality of this place too. It was
crazy.
Like, oh, come over here and fuck my wife.
Could you imagine just being that family on vacation? Like, this Days Inn's pretty nice. 3 stars. Not
yeah,
too
I wonder
bad.
Like, who has to clean this thing in the morning?
Oh my God. Don't stay at the Days Inn in Lansing, because there's probably, I mean, every hotel you're like, okay, someone's balls were on this.
Oh,
on
I hear
this
they
telephone.
Don't even clean their,
they,
like, the comforters at
yeah.
hotels. They
yeah,
just,
it's, I can't even imagine staying the week after this little swinger party.
Oh, it wasn't a little swinger party.
This is a huge, huge. I don't. You know how many? I've only done shows with like 500 people twice, maybe. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. Oh, this thing was massive.
God damn. Sorry, I interrupted. So there was porn on the windows.
Okay, so there's porn on windows. So we walk into this room. There's this nice dude giving us jello shots. And we're with that swinger couple that's showing us around the whole place. So they introduce us to some people. And this woman runs up to the guy new. And she's probably like 50, 60 or something. She goes, Kevin! And he goes, hey. And she goes, you remember me?
What?
He's like, not really. She goes, you fucked me last time.
How embarrassing. That, how awkward. And this is the swinger dude that you went with.
Yeah, right? This is the swinger guy I went with. So the swinger couple leaves me and Bertha. Mm-hmm. And so me and Bertha are just, you know, looking around, going on the dance floor. Then we go in the hot tub. She starts blowing me in the hot tub while there's like ton of people around and everything,
which is just cool. That's probably like everyone's like, that's all.
Yeah, and it was really tame. Like I felt like we were, you know,
yeah, the moral couple of the event.
So then we go up to tried exploring some rooms.
Mm-hmm.
We go into this one room. Bertha's talking to this one dude for a while. She's like trying to, like, you know, get some other people in with us, and then I'm like, oh my god, we have to get out of here. She's like, why? But this guy's so nice.
Oh, so she was getting sucked into this swinger.
I said, well, this guy had a swastika tattoo on his arm.
Oh, what? that's a big sign to get the hell out of there.
So I pulled her out of that room, and then we've been taking some more shots and stuff, had some jello shots, and we're getting pretty hammered, and we go into this room called the Fantasy Suite.
Okay. At now the Days Inn, I can only imagine. I can only imagine how beautiful this room is.
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's all just a big red light is the only lighting. There's probably 70 people in this room.
Okay.
Maybe like 10% of them are fucking. Maybe a little more than 10%. And then the rest are just standing around watching. Okay. And but they had 6 sex swings that were all lined up. And so how a sex swing works is it's like a dentist chair and on ropes, and someone lays down on it and you basically just fuck them.
Uh-huh.
And it makes it easier to like for the movement
to do the thing.
Yeah.
To do
the thing. Most of the sex swings were in use. We were kind of hanging out for a bit. Finally one opens up. So we get on it and, we're just like, all right, let's just do this. So we start having sex and, there's the amount of moaning that was in this room, the loudness and volume from the moans was overwhelming.
I have this image of like with The Walking Dead, just the zombies like,
That's what it was like. It was The Walking Dead it was The Fucking Dead.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
It was, So there's people just getting plowed on, and I look over to my right, and there's this like older woman just getting railed by this like giant black guy, just like getting plowed. And Bertha was like, "Brad, I was like looking at it," and she's like, "Oh, I didn't realize you were looking at it." Yeah, so like she thought I was like,
"How
into
dare
it.
You?"
I'm like, "I can't look
you
away. Look,
how could you not look?" Like, I mean, this. I would have, like, were you dating this girl? Or were you guys just... This
no, we were thing. Just friends. I mean, we'd hooked up before. It wasn't like this was the first time we'd hooked
up. Hey, like first dates, right? Let's go to the... That's intense, man. I was going to say, like, if you're with this girl, like, kind of in a relationship, or you're just together for a little bit, kind of seeing each other, and then she's getting jealous. You can't really get jealous as a swinger.
We were actually probably the best situation for this, because we had like hooked up randomly at periods of time, but then you know, we'd both seen other people, and we were very just open about that. It wasn't like a
really
romantic thing.
Yeah, hey, I'm not really romantic, but let's go to the Days Inn. I love this. This is hilarious. God damn, that's awesome.
So basically, as I'm So I'm fucking around the sex wing. There's people plowing all around us. So the red lights. And I realize that at this point, most of the people aren't even fucking anymore. They're just mm-hmm. watching us.
Whoa.
And it was like all these like old men. And I realized yeah. that we're the youngest people here by at least 20 years.
Probably the most attractive two.
Yeah.
like people in
so
the room.
So where's the hot young couple everyone's getting off to? And so now I'm drunk. I'm getting performance anxiety. And I start to go limp. and she's just really drunk. So, you know, I wish that there was like a big ending climax to the story.
So does she.
Yeah. yeah, it basically just ended with me getting whiskey dick, her just getting really drunk, almost throwing up, and a bunch of horny old people watching us, and then we left.
Wow.
And then we woke up the next morning, and we're just like, what happened?
wow. Did you guys stay at the Days Inn?
No, we had somebody drive us home.
Nice.
Luckily. Because if we stayed there, we would have been violated.
I was going to say, put that chain on your door, put maybe a mattress up against the door or something.
So I think I managed, though, to... I went to the swinger party at the Days Inn, witnessed this giant orgy, but I did only have sex with one person, mm-hmm. so I can still tell my wife I've never been in a giant orgy that got an STD.
People saw you doing it. That's it.
Yeah.
And you were only with one woman that night.
Exactly. I'm a one woman man.
That's right. Brett Klein, the one woman man. That's intense, man. I didn't even know that shit exists.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I know I've heard of like swingers parties, like, oh, just come by my house.
Yeah, no, this is like a swingers fest. Yeah, Days Inn, once a month. So Capital City Social Club.
I know where I'll be this month. Well, we all learned a lot about Brett today. Make sure you find Brett online on Twitter at Brett Klein, and you can find the show on Twitter at One Crazy Story. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it.